This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here, for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. If any time you have a question throughout the hour, Mackenzie is running the master control in GCN's Minnesota-based studio facility. So, by all means, don't be a stranger. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. Or you can also email me anytime throughout the broadcast or 24-7. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance has wrapped up for 2019. It was, as usual, a very well-attended and very busy event, and I thought it would be a good opportunity to catch up on some of the sales at Pebble, see what some of the very expensive cars went for, see if there are any emerging trends there, and who better to do that than the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, Mr. Dave Kinney, who joins us live here on the program. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How about yourself?
Not too bad, thank you, Dave. Didn't make it to Pebble this year, but looks like the weather cooperated, and a busy time was had by all.
Well, I would say that not only did the weather cooperate, it was probably the best year of the, 15, 20 years I've been going there. It was bright and sunny most of the time, and anybody who knows the central coast of California knows that at times it can be kind of dank and a little bit foggy. So it was a very nice time, but I wouldn't say that everybody there had a nice time. If you were selling cars, it was a wild week.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Lots of interesting things happening and an event. Actually, the RM auctions on Saturday night, there was a vehicle that went up over the block, and there was a great deal of confusion about it, and then they took it down. And that wasn't the only one that I heard was a little bit funky. So some funkiness was in the air there in Monterey for 2019.
Yeah, funky Monterey, huh? I was there in the room Saturday night, and a little bit of explanation. As a Porsche that was being offered is a Type 64, and I'm going to have to put the air bunny ears around Porsche, because it was a pre-Porsche Porsche. In other words, it was built by Porsche. It was designed by Porsche, but before there was a Porsche automobile company, 1939 to be exact. And if you look back at your history books, that was not a very pleasant time for the people of or a number of the people of Central Europe. And so there was that involved in it, but also kind of a lot of questions about not the authenticity of the car, but whether it really was a Porsche or not. And a lot of people just said, I don't think I'm interested. But the estimate was $20 million. Wow. The interesting part was when it started out, and like I said, I was in the back of the room. There's probably three dozen tapes on YouTube of the auction. And I was the one laughing the hardest, because when they started out, when they apparently should have taken a bid of $13 million, it was interpreted as $30 million. Now, when it got to $50 million, you're in the territory of the most expensive car ever sold at auction, and it got to $70 million before somebody, the auctioneer, actually said, wait a minute, I wasn't saying $70 million. I was saying $17 million, and it was a big problem for everybody, and a lot of people were upset. People said that people were booing. There wasn't a lot of booing, but people were you know, the room, I was in the room an hour earlier, and it was a full room, and by the time this car was coming up, you know, you could tell people had left dinner, they'd come back, they, you know, made their plans, they wanted to see this X64, because it was the cover car and a real, promising to be a real important sale. And when it went back down to 17 million, you could hear the air going out of the room. Everybody was... Everybody was, what just happened? And I was one of those people, although I will say I was laughing very hard, because it was just a calamity, basically, for everybody involved. Yeah. And maybe I shouldn't have been laughing, maybe that was a little insensitive, but it kind of had the spirit of the weekend all wrapped up in it, because there were a bunch of things that you would call misses, and there were a bunch of things that you would call disappointments, especially in the most expensive cars. The good news, Bob, it's million-dollar cars we're mostly talking about, so that's nothing you and I have to worry about ever putting in our garage.
That is so true, Dave.
So the overview is that's where we start. We have lots more to talk about.
Absolutely. And again, just to remind folks of not a great time in the history of the world, but it was this vehicle, this Porsche, was put together by Dr. Ferdinand Porsche, who was, of course, involved in Volkswagen before. But one thing I didn't know about Dr. Porsche is that he was the official transportation person for the Third Reich. And boy, that kind of set me a little off guard there. I didn't realize that he had that position.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, there's definitely a Nazi connection with the car. And, you know, that generally speaking, even though bad guy cars sometimes sell for more than good guy cars, this one, there's too many, you know, kind of question marks, I think, for a lot of people. So all around, lots of rumors going on around the car. People were saying, "Oh, it's not going to sell," and you know, this sort of thing. And you know, I'll never know. I don't think we'll ever know the whole story behind the entire sale and how it happened and how, or lack of sale, because it did not sell, and how it happened and everything else. But for now, it's a pretty big mystery in a weekend that we're still going to be spending an awful lot of time trying to figure out.
Absolutely. How many auctions all told? I've lost count. I believe, was it six different companies for 2019?
Yeah, I believe that's right. You know, you lost count. I was out there. All I did was drive back and forth, so I wasn't counting. But let's go down the list. Mecum, RM, Russo and Steele, so there's three. Gooding, there's four. Bonhams, there's five. And what else did we have? We had... Oh, am I missing something? I guess maybe just five sales.
Worldwide auction.
Oh, worldwide.
Group.
There you go. Of course, worldwide. So that's six. And, you know, along with that, there's just all kinds of action going on all the time. It never, ever ends. I mean, it's nonstop between the events and parties and the, you know, the things going on, you know, the manufacturers have events. So it's, for example, it's Bentley's 100th anniversary. So they had a bunch of Bentley events out there. And indeed, a Bentley won the, Concours d'Elegance, which we can talk about as well. But a number of the manufacturers, always Porsche. This year, Ferrari had a huge presence there. And then there's all these other events that go on. There's Concorso Italiano. There's the Quail. There's all these things. I swear to you, if you had an extra $10,000 to get rid of, you could spend it all there without any problem at all.
Yeah.
That does include hotel rooms, but hotels are incredibly expensive. It's the most expensive time of the year for a lot of the places that we go to. So there's just tons of stuff going on.
Absolutely, and we'll sort our way through it here with Dave Kinney. And if you have a question for Dave, give us a call, 855-660-4261. If you have a question about your collectible car or the car that you'd like to own, you can Reach out to Dave and he'll help you out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
The publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, also contributor to Automobile Magazine, Auto Week Magazine. He's also got his own appraisal company as well. Dave Kinney is with us, and we're doing a little look back at the Monterey auction scene, and we talked about the problem on a Saturday night with the Porsche Type 65, but let's talk about some of the other big buck cars. I understand there was one racing machine, a 1994 McLaren F1 racing machine that went for a large amount of money at RM.
Yeah, just under $20 million. I'm actually surprised it didn't go for a little bit more. It did. It was a high-spec car and a well-known car, one of just two with the similar high-spec options that were done to the car. The McLaren F1 is probably the most collectible car past the Ferrari GTO for a lot of sport car collectors. And it's a terrific car with an unbelievable balance. It's a car that you can do, 6 miles an hour in traffic and 160 miles an hour out on the open road. It's an unusual setup. It has a seating in the middle, so it has a passenger on each side of the driver. Of course, McLaren, a company famous for race cars, this was an early attempt of theirs to make a civilian car, more street car, adoptable car. Jay Leno owns one. He's got a fantastic story about buying it. And the number of people bought these cars when they were somewhere around $1 million, 800,000, yes, maybe $1.2 million or something like that, and they have shot up. And I'd say an average car right now is an $18 million car. So that's a heck of a chunk of change.
That was one of the
bright spots this weekend. There were a lot of misses, Bob, in the million-dollar-plus cars. A little bit more than before. Also, I'd say the quality of cars, generally speaking, was a little bit down. One of the auction companies, Bonhams had almost twice as many cars this year as they did last year, so they doubled the amount of cars that they had. But I would say the exclusiveness or the quality maybe was down a little bit. All of the auction companies, well, not all of them, but some of them took a different tack. But in the end, the results were way, way down for the weekend. $100 million less than previous years. And it goes back to being similar to 2011's results. So 2014 was the peak, pretty much. So it was building back up from 2008 and 2009. To 2011, 2012, 13, and 14. Since 14, it's been kind of even a little bit, kind of bumping around in terms of the actual biggest sales were. But no harm done in that this year took a big drop, so down $100 million. Now, that's, of course, preliminary. We'll have some after sales. I think a couple of them have already posted. In other words, the auction companies are allowed a few days to put other deals together. Car doesn't sell on the block, but they certainly legitimately can try to make it a post sale, and then they report those deals as well. So, not a pretty picture all the way across. I think people, especially millionaires, are a little bit skittish right now.
That's a good point. And it seems like it was reflected all throughout the different auctions. It was kind of the flavor of the weekend. Gooding did well with a couple of different Ferrari vehicles, including one with a tie to a very famous racer, Niki Lauda.
Yeah, that car was absolutely a race car. The Lauda car did it incredibly well. Don't remember the numbers right now. Actually, a friend of mine was the person who owns the car, kind of a high-profile person in the car business, and so he had a great weekend, that's for sure. I think the timing of selling the Lauda car was very, very good. But I will say that what we saw at Monterey, for the high end of the car market, doesn't portend too well for the rest of the year. And when I say year, I mean till next year's Monterey. Actually, a lot of us got caught off guard. I was a little bit more pessimistic than some people, but I didn't have the amount of pessimism that I actually did coming out of this. Once again,
yes,
have to emphasize, this is for those cars that cost more than $75,000 or maybe $100,000 more than anything else. So, like I'll say again, Bob, it's not something that's going to affect most people that are listening to the show right now.
And that is so well said. And of course, being the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, you have to look at these blue chip models and look to see at some of the trends. So at the high end, definitely a pullback in sales, a pullback in interest. What about down at the more collectible level for average folks? How were muscle cars and 50s cars and some of the other categories that I know that you monitor on a daily basis?
Well, some of the 50s cars are seeing a little weakness, as are some of the expensive muscle cars, especially those, you know, big dollar matching numbers cars that everybody's all enamored with. But the kind of regular old GTO that you know, that people take out and drive and have fun with, or the Roadrunner and stuff like that, still doing okay. You know, we're going to have an awful lot of stuff. Like I said, there's an awful lot of stuff to digest here. Meekum, you know, whose sale was, as they call it, the daytime sale. Where a lot of the stuff goes on in the evenings and afternoons. They had a remarkable variety of cars. As a matter of fact, I ran into Dana Meekum when I was out there on the field, and he and I talked for about a minute, and I just thought, you know, they had something for guys with $30,000 and something for guys with $20 million. The $20 million car that they had, which was a very special Ferrari, Dana said, you know, he was very, very enthusiastic about it. He said, this car is worth more, and I'm not selling it. And apparently it was his car. I mean, he wasn't, I wouldn't call it emotional, but he was really tied to the car. And, well, maybe I would call it emotional. But, anyhow, you know, he thinks the car's worth more, and so he's holding on to it. And, this was not the market to be selling those million-dollar cars, it turns out. Although, you know, there were plenty of million-dollar cars that sold. It just was, it seems like the more special the car was and the fresher to the market, and the fresher the restoration was, the more likely the chances are that it was going to sell.
I understand there was a record set for a station wagon at auction. And this one, I believe, was an Aston Martin that had been converted into a station wagon. And I think that was an RM vehicle.
Yeah, we can talk about your James Bond fantasy car when we come back. How's that?
That sounds like a great idea. We're going to have more with Dave Kenny as we wrap up all the news from Monterey and the Pebble Beach happenings auction-wise. And we're going to talk about the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, the actual Sunday show as well. You're listening to Auto World. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's autoworldradio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran's foreign minister has left the G7 summit in France after making a quick visit. French President Emmanuel Macron invited him, hoping to ease tensions between the U.S. and Iran over their nuclear program. The foreign minister's visit was a surprise. The president said no comment when asked if he might meet with Javad Zarif. A member of Zarif's staff said on Twitter that no meetings with the U.S. were scheduled.
Iran is no longer the same country it was as it was 2.5 years ago. But we'll do our own outreach. But, you know, I can't stop people from talking. If they want to talk, they can talk.
The president is sending mixed messages about the U.S. trade war with China. Many summit leaders are pushing him to ease frictions with Beijing over the tariffs. He first expressed second thoughts about escalating the trade war, then chose to increase pressure on China. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You're on Auto World. I'm Bob Long, along with Dave Kinney, publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide, esteemed automotive journalist, contributor to Automobile, Auto Week, and other publications, and of course, has his own independent appraisal company as well. And one thing I should remind you guys, and that's the fact that Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through DriveShare's car sharing platform, renters find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today to start earning extra income or rent, and use the special code AutoWorld to save $50 off your next rental. That's AUTOWORLD, all caps. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, to choose, and to cruise. And when you were in Monterey last week, there was a whole lot of folks who were there with you. And as usual, Dave, I heard reports of some pretty serious traffic jams in what is most of the time a very, very small community, but just explodes during what used to be called the weekend, but is now really a 10-day series of events.
Yeah, that's right. Let's just go back to DriveShare real quick.
Yeah.
Two friends of mine had DriveShare cars out there. One had a Ford Bronco, and the other had a Mercedes convertible. And everywhere they went, they were having fun because they were in a car that they rented from DriveShare by Hagerty. And actually, the group with the Mercedes convertible, I never saw it with less than four people in it. So it was a used as transport back and forth to the auctions. I think I saw it parked at you know, four of the five auctions, you know, one time during each of the days. So it got some pretty good auction use. Going back to the traffic, it's always bad out there, and if you don't choose your time wisely, you're going to be left behind waiting in an hour-long traffic jam. It's a huge celebration of the automobile out there. And, you know, literally events from everything from Lamborghini owners down to Mini owners and everything in between. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's the Concours de Lemons, which my wife judged at for the second time this year.
That's great.
It's a celebration of kind of all things crazy in the car world. Wayne Carini, of course, from Chasing Classic Cars, showed up in a car that was so covered with mold they used a razor blade so they could see out the windshield. They cut like a little submarine viewing hole in it. So they were all wearing hazmat suits, by the way, getting out of it. I hate to say it's all about fun because there's some pretty serious stuff that goes on there. But you know, I like to keep it as fun as you can keep it. Sometimes you're muttering under your breath about the traffic or maybe the Lamborghini owners, but in the meantime, it's just a celebration of all things automobile. Hey, let's get back to that Aston Martin DB5 shooting break.
This is very unusual.
The British call them estate cars or shooting brakes. We call them station wagons. This is a car that was built when new. It was taken from the Aston factory to Harold Radford for what's known as a Radford conversion. David Brown, who owned Aston at the time, wanted a car that could fit his polo gear and his hunting dog. And so he was the person who first said, let's make these things. They were so busy building the regular DB5s that they handed the job over to Radford for these so-called Radford conversions. But it's a very pretty car. I mean, you wouldn't think maybe the DB5, you know, that's kind of, you know, if you think of the Aston Martin that James Bond drove in the early movies, it was not a DB5, but it looks exactly like a DB5. It was a precursor to it. So if you think of that as a wagon body, you might think first, yick. But if you see a picture of this, you would see why somebody paid $1.765 million for it. By the time the fees and the taxes and the license plates all paid for, well over $1.8 million, probably closer to $1.9 million. Great stuff, and like you said, I think that's the most expensive station wagon ever sold. So there are some bright spots out there. It's just that everybody didn't leave Monterey as thrilled with the results as possible. Now I talk to dealer friends of mine all the time when I'm putting together the price guide, and even though we just finished putting together the next issue, which comes out on the 1st, and it's available at Hagerty.com/valuation tools for free. I talk to my dealer friends, and they kind of like the results because with the new lower prices on some cars, they say it's turning into a buyer's market as opposed to a seller's market, and the sellers are going to have to get with the program if they want to get their cars moving. So maybe that'll shake loose a 330 GTC for you and me. How's that? A nice, sensible Ferrari.
Exactly. And there were some other, just looking overall at some vehicles in the more affordable range, a 1971 Datsun 240Z hammered at $40,000, and there was a 79 Mazda RX-7 that went for $13,500. So these Japanese collectibles are showing up and are selling. That's a pretty good price for that Z car.
Yeah, it's a very solid price for the Z car. And you're absolutely right. That's where a lot of the action in the marketplace is right now in the Asian built cars, the Japanese cars specifically. And part of that is because there's a younger generation entering into the collector car market. And you know, where you and I might have grown up with people driving around with, you know, beat up old 55 Chevys and things like that, that there were their fathers or their grandfathers' cars. you know, these guys and girls grew up around, you know, a 240Z or maybe a, playing, you know, on a video game with a Nissan Skyline and things like that. And that's part of what drives the collector car market. And, also part of what, you know, keeps us alive and keeps us going. Things change, and this is no different than any other time. You know, what you and I liked as a kid wasn't the same as what our dads or grandparents liked as a kid.
Yep.
And that keeps on changing.
Absolutely. There was a time when you would go to Pebble Beach and, you know, there would be plenty of Duesenbergs and Packards and some of the great old American iron, but these days, those vehicles aren't getting the kind of money that they used to. Is that definitely a indication of this generational change?
Yeah, that's part of it. I mean, you know, here's the thing, Bob. What I find mostly is that the prices stop going up more than they start going down. I mean, there are times when, you know, prices start to get, prices are kind of overhyped or inflated just a little too high. But for, you know, for cars like, you know, the interesting thing is that a Ford Model T was $15,000 25 years ago, and it's $15,000 now. I mean, you know, kind of your generic Ford. And it might be a little tougher to sell now, and there might be a little more competition, you know, selling it. But what happened was the price didn't go down as much as it stayed the same, and inflation kind of eats away at the value of it. But it's going to be interesting to see what does happen in the, you know, in the near future. I think that it's probably a time, if you've been thinking about buying a collector car, it's probably a really good time to go in and get your feet wet. At least dip a toe into the market.
Very good advice. When we come back on the other side, I want to talk to you about the Sunday Concours d'Elegance and the winner. We're going to talk about that and talk about Bentley in general as they were celebrating 100 years. And that's something that Dave and I love talking about. This is Auto World. We'll take a pit stop and then much more headed your way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Ford?
Thank you so much for being here. I'm Bob Long along with Dave Kinney, publisher of the Haggerty Price Guide, esteemed journalist, contributor to Auto Week, Automobile, and many more. And he's got his own auction, his own appraisal, I should say, firm as well. So by all means, we should give that a plug as well. You've been doing the auction and appraisal work for quite some time, Dave. How long has your own appraisal business been around?
Let's see. I believe next year we celebrate our 30th anniversary. So,
right.
1990, it seems like, some days it seems like 100 years, and other days it seems like only yesterday. But, we've been U.S. Appraisal in Great Falls, Virginia. We've been doing that for since 1990. And then I guess in about 1996, I started doing some auction writing and for a number of different magazines, starting with Keith Martin's Sports Car Market. So that's how I got to start. Best in Show at Pebble Beach. Let's talk about Best in Show. There are a lot of cars on the lawn, and the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance is love it or hate it, and I absolutely love it. It's a great celebration of the automobile. Unfortunately, for a lot of people, it's gotten just too expensive, but that doesn't mean you can't watch it on their own auction feed and see what's going on. You'll get some feel for it, but not the flavor of the event. The winner this year was a 1931 Bentley 8-liter Gurney Nutting, which is the coach builder, sports tour. And that, of course, is the final of the Cricklewood cars. If you're into Bentleys, you would know that they were first built in the town of Cricklewood before they moved to Derby, England. It's D-E-R-B-Y, but pronounced Derby because that's the British. This car was owned by the Honorable Michael Kadori from Hong Kong. So even though things were topsy-turvy in Hong Kong, everything was flat as could be on the ground of Pebble Beach when he won that car. It was a great celebration. There were three other Best of Show nominees. My favorite car by far out of the group was the 1938 Talbot Lago T150C sports car with a coach work by Falgoni and Ferracci. And it's called the Teardrop Cabriolet. owned by Richard and Melanie Lundquist out of Palos Verdes Estate, California. Not a big car, kind of a small car, but just a beautiful, beautiful car, very organic looking, with a very, very fresh restoration by Paul Russell and Company of Massachusetts, one of the, if not the, premier restoration shops in the United States. Suggest you go online and take a look at Pebble Beach Concours at some point. Do it at work tomorrow when your boss doesn't know you're doing it. go look at all the cars that were there and all the fun that was had. It's really a great time and an exciting moment. I'm very, very blessed that I'm able to attend these things. Most of these things I get complimentary admission because I do write about them and tell people about them and all that sort of stuff. Pebble Beach Concours, I think even if I had to pay, I'd go. It's that much fun. It lasts all day. You get to rub shoulders with the celebrity. And, we've seen over the course of years, I've seen movie stars and, Hollywood as well as New York power people. Ralph Lauren has been there. I mean, just everybody is there. Jay Leno is a regular, obviously. So it's a fun event and kind of is almost on almost everybody who likes the European and classic cars. It's on their bucket list. And if you have it on your bucket list, just look for that date next August and come on out and stop by and say hi. It's great fun.
Absolutely. And we should mention the Dawn Patrol as well. Was Haggerty represented as usual at the Dawn Patrol 2019?
It was coffee and donuts and free hats, and you've never seen anything funnier than billionaires waiting in line to get a free hat. The coffee is nice, the donuts are great. Haggerty gets there before dawn. It's called Dawn Patrol, and so
yeah.
the event is that you can watch the cars coming onto the field. And they all have to drive on the field, and so they're down there just where the cars come on, and they're handing out free coffee, free donuts, and the most important thing of all, Dawn Patrol hats. I saw one the hours after the event. A friend of mine challenged me to go look, and sure enough, on eBay, somebody had one up there for $100. So, a great way to pay for your ticket, I guess, is go get a Dawn Patrol hat, and then... do that. It's actually not a great way. It's more fun when you get one yourself and just get there really, really early. And that's what most of us do, is get there really, really early so we can grab one of these coveted Dawn Patrol hats. And I've got a collection of a bunch of them. I did it legitimately. I got there early and got the hats, although missing some years. But it's a lot of fun. It's bragging rights that you were there early in the morning. You were there way before the sun came up, and that means you're a real dyed-in-the-wool car guy or car gal, I guess.
And it's really interesting to see how that event is staged, just bringing the vehicles onto the lawn at Pebble.
Well, I know you were there a couple of years back and as well, and you've been there many times. If there's one thing that doesn't change a lot, it's the way things happen at Pebble. They move things around a little bit, but it's the same thing. It's some of the best cars in the world, arguably the best cars in the world, show up to be judged by a good selection of very well-known, high-quality judges who put their head and shoulders into the work to hopefully find the right car. This year, Bentley, like I said, was 100 years old, so it's a little bit of a birthday present. They got this 1931 8-liter Bentley. They got the bragging rights on that car won Pebble Beach just 100 years after it was built.
Wow, what a great story. And certainly this is something, as you said, should go on everybody's automotive bucket list at least once in your lifetime. You got to save up the money for the hotel and some of the pricey tickets, but this is something, once you've been, it's something you never forget, and it's definitely worth the time and worth the expense, because as you're pointing out, there's really nothing else like it in the entire world. How about for Dave Kinney? What's ahead travel-wise in the next couple of months?
Oh, boy. I'm going to the Audran Concours, which is in Newport Beach, Rhode Island. Newport, Rhode Island. And that will, I'm the chief judge there, so I'm very honored.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's coming up in October. I've got a couple other little things. I think we've got Hershey coming up, which you might have heard of. AACA Classic Car American, Antique Automobile Club of America event in Hershey, Pennsylvania. There's an RM auction as well up there, but that's the big, big swap meet where you can pretty much find one of everything if you look hard enough. And you will wear out the soles of your shoes, if not your knees and your ankles as well, while you're walking around there. That's always fun, and it's always guaranteed to rain at Hershey. The farmers need to get together every year to make sure they do a little rain dance, I guess, for the end of the season. It almost always happens. So there's that coming up, and a bunch of other events that I'm going to get to go to. The BMW Oktoberfest is in Spartanburg, South Carolina. So it's a full calendar already.
That's great. And again, folks, if you want to check out the Hagerty Price Guide, the best thing to do is log on to Hagerty.com and go to Valuation Tools, Dave. Is that the best thing?
That's it. That's the easy way and the cheap way because it's free, free, free.
Yeah, absolutely. And how many folks do you have working alongside you on that project now? I know it's just blown up.
We have 11 people working in the price guide, and we do research every single day, including on weekends and evenings, as you can tell when we've got auctions going on. And very, very proud of everybody who works on it. We try really hard. I'm going to say right now that we're going to have to make some adjustments after last weekend. We try very, very hard to get as accurate as pricing structure as we can on everyone's car, so they'll have an idea of what it's worth, so that should they decide to insure it with Hagerty, they can do that. But even if you're not insured with Hagerty, you can go take a look.
Fantastic. And thanks for that that little tidbit about DriveShare as we're starting to promote it here on the broadcast. It's a whole lot of fun to be had by both the owner of the car and the renter of the car. Thank you, my friend, for coming on board, and we'll get back with you real soon for another appearance.
Absolutely. Take care now.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended DynaVite.
Order a 90-day supply of DynaVite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at DynaVite.com.
DynaVite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.